ZLK Mobile.
James KO4HKX.
I hope you're wearing your duck clothes today.
It looks like I'm going to need them. Might need a rowboat, too.
The truck rigged out like those cars they made in the 60s where you could just drive into the water.
Yeah, but I forgot my pontoons this morning, so it's not going to float.
But staying off to the west of us, I hope it keeps that way and just hope the system keeps heading due north instead of northeast.
That, but then I hate it for those people up there because they're going to get drenched or snow one. Either way, they're getting pounded.
Looks like your area is going to get it too. We've had enough rain. We had, 10 reports anywhere from 7.5 to 10 inches out my way in different people's rain gauge over Christmas. And then that rain we had Friday night. I think it was Thursday night, Friday night. And then what we're getting now, it's plenty. We already had trees fall over the weekend.
Saying yesterday afternoon, a tree fell and took the power out for a little while. But we've had enough rain for the moment anyway. I won't say for good, but for the moment, need to dry out just a little bit.
Thanks for repeating myself. I guess I'm getting to that age.
The old man.
Yesterday on the radio, I haven't verified it, but I don't have a reason to doubt it. But someone said that we get more average rainfall, or we get a greater rainfall average than England does. And yet we always think about them as being rainy all the time.
Never thought about it. Either way, I know where I live, up in Transylvania County, it's known for having a lot of rain, so I'm used to it.
Up at a camp up there in Rosman when I was in just out of high school, and the first 4 or 5 weeks it rained nonstop. All the creeks were flooding their banks. It was just miserable. We were just wet all day long and all night long, pretty much.
Sounds about right.
Tubing down the creek, though.
You'll get some wild rides when it's like that out there on them creeks and rivers.
My third lane on White Horse Road up here by just past the QT on Grove Road, the right two lanes were completely covered in water.
Hopefully everybody sees it and don't run into it and cause an accident. I'll try to stay off White Horse today. I'm over here in Cherrydale area. I just turned off of 276 on the old Buncombe.
Connor and Gabrielle, and actually Seth and Nadine and Michaela as well. They all live over in that area.
They're going down White Horse. I come down 276 and cut across old Buncombe back out to 250. Is it 252 or 253? Whichever it is here. And I got to stop out here first thing in the morning by the Legacy School. So try to get in there early so I can get out and not get on into school traffic.
You know where that is? Not only that, but the traffic going into work there on what's the name of that? Pete Hollis Boulevard. Cedar Lane Road, whatever it's called there.
It gets hectic right through there.
Do you turn left?
I'm right back out the same way I'm coming in. Because my next stop is right across from the Lowe's on 276. So it puts me on that side of the road where I ain't got to cross traffic. So I've just figured out ways to do that in my route, and sometimes I gotta go around my elbow to get back there, but it just makes things easier to use the lights and the flow of traffic.
Right turns and traffic lights, that's a big help.
On that UPS model.
Done away with that now. They, right about the time I went into driving the big truck, they came up with a computer-assisted program that it tells the drivers what their next stop's going to be instead of them running a route like we used to. And it has them crisscrossing the street, backing into driveways, going into neighborhoods in the morning and coming back later in that same neighborhood. It just doesn't make any sense at all. I'm glad I didn't have to work under it.
It isn't at all. And then they wonder why their vehicle fleet is inefficient and their employees are inefficient.
Years of doing it the way I was trained, and then they come along and say, well, now we're going to be doing it different because you're going to have to follow what the computer tells you to do. And that was difficult.
So, going against everything you knew, that this was better. I know my next, there's a stop right here. I wouldn't like that.
How many times it would, when your next stop would skip over one that you were driving right by, and it just, that was just, you know, when it went against everything that I'd been taught and done for all those years, and I couldn't do it. I was like, I don't care. It doesn't make sense. I'm gonna deliver the way I'm, you know, I'm gonna deliver the next stop that I come to, not skip over it and have to come back to it.
Like I said, I do use the intersections and turn, you know, flow of traffic to my advantage, just because you know how hard it is getting across traffic in one of these trucks, and people aren't going to let you in.
It's bad enough just in your personal vehicle when you got three lanes of traffic you're trying to cross to get to the other three lanes.
Sometimes I think that these navigation systems and the system you're talking about there, they don't run it in a truck. They run it in their car, and it's not the same.
I think they run it on a computer-simulated map where it's a lot easier and where it's not always accurate, you know. Whatever, I don't have to deal with that. That's on them now.
My guys, they want me to be in the same place every day, and I can't do that. I run a route. If you're there, you're there. If not, I'm sorry.
You gotta tell people, especially if they weren't very nice about it, like, sorry, I can't come back. If you want your stuff, you need to be here. I got too much to do today.
Yeah, I get that. I get guys call me during the day. I'll be as far away from them as I can get in my route, and they want me to drop everything I'm doing to bring them a 10-millimeter socket. I'm like, that's not cost-effective for me. And it costs me 2 hours there and back, and who knows how much money in between were lost stops.
It's the 10-millimeter, isn't it?
Most of the time.
Probably the most used size. But I've even run into it. I've misplaced them before.
I never had a whole lot of trouble with it. I worked off of my cart, so I set everything on my cart. Or if I had to be up on the engine bay, I had magnetic trays on each side of the bay so I could put sockets and bolts in it. And I never had too much trouble losing stuff unless I dropped it in an engine and couldn't find it.
Memory serves me. I think I've got one riding around in the engine compartment of this vehicle.
I've dropped a few of them and a few sockets along the years. And then I had to look, okay, I've spent 15, 20 minutes looking for this. It's cost me this much money. I can buy one for this. Move on.
One of the worst feelings, though, losing something like that and not being able to find it.
A borescope with a magnet on the end of it come in real handy.
I don't work on them enough. It's not even a hobby for me. It's when I have to.
Well, Shane, I am pulling in here at my first stop, so I'm glad to say 7-3. I'm glad you stayed safe last night, and hopefully you make it home the rest of the trip without any trouble. And good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
to hear you this morning. You be careful out there too today, and try not to get too wet. That's what everybody says. KO4HKX, N4ZLK. Have a good day.
What happened is if they come run the route for me.